Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And recently on the site, we've been exploring digital experiences and some of the technologies that help enable and enhance those experiences for users. So today, I'd like to welcome back one of our trusty contributors, Jeff Bock, who's going to talk to us a little bit more about web content management, mobile and digital experiences, and also something that we refer to now as mobile backend as a service. So Jeff, welcome. It's great to have you back.
Good to be here.
So I want to start out by differentiating for some of our listeners who haven't tuned in to some of our recent conversations. What would you say is the difference between a web experience and a mobile experience? And aren't mobile experiences just variations of digital experiences?
Well, I think it's helpful to focus for a minute on our use of terms, because in this case, I would argue that words matter. So first of all, web experience is what we've been used to for many years, really the last 10 or 15 years, what we can get on a full-screen web browser and the kinds of interactivities when we want to navigate the web, when we want to search for some information or perhaps buy a product on a full-screen web browser. Then the other one is really a mobile experience. And what we can do today on our smartphones and tablets and all the other screens in our lives. And it's not only a question of going out and finding information and pulling it back, but also the alerts and the kinds of engaging experiences we can have when we're using a mobile device. And yes, I would argue that these are all variations of digital experiences, because both web and mobile are views into a digital environment. But there's a third thing that's out there, and there's all of these arrays of sensors that are beginning to be represented by the Internet of Things that we're talking about. And the question really is, how far can we push the envelope to create a comprehensive experience, and what's the business value of sort of thinking digitally from end to end? Now, one of the most interesting examples I've come across recently is a site called Ripcurl, R-I-P-C-U-R-L. If you go to the site, it just looks like a surfing website. It's a site for surfers. But in fact, talking to the people who are developing it, it's much more, because what Ripcurl has done to try and build its brand and build its business is to create a surfing experience for people who like to surf. So they offer an array of sensors that you can, or watches really, that you would can attach to your body to track how far you ride the waves and how fast you go and everything like that. The data collected on their smartwatches and fitness devices can then be uploaded to a smartphone app. The smartphone app can actually show you what you're doing, and then you can tweet and create a social experience around all of your smartphone app. And then in turn, the information can be uploaded to a website where you have a much more a complete environment. So this is an example of what does it mean to really sort of think digitally about the entire experience.
So you're describing sort of a more cohesive experience for users that's kind of stitching things together. So now, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so now I want to ask about a possible enabler of that cohesion. What is mobile backend as a service, and why is it increasingly important for the kinds of experiences that you just described?
Well, I think you notice that if you really want to think digitally about a total experience, you have to think of both what's going on at the front end, what people are in fact doing, and the information that's coming to the devices and what the devices are putting out, and then what they're getting back. And there's a lot of interactivity and a lot of software that is, in fact, interacting to create these total experiences. And these special types of server-side functions that need to make a mobile experience possible are now what's called mobile backend as a service. And this is, in fact, four different kinds of software functions. Number one is storage for the mobile data that's usually stored in the cloud. Secondly, there are a set of APIs or software connectors to access the back-end data services. Most of these software connectors have now evolved to be part of a technology standard that's known as REST, which is one of the underlying technologies for modern web infrastructure. So we'd say these have RESTful services that allow you to read and write data to remote information stores. Number three, there has to be a way for user management to authenticate access to these back-end data stores from your mobile devices or your digital devices. And then there's a set of over-the-wire optimization and ways to support mobile experiences, including supporting offline access if people are not necessarily connected to the mobile devices. So mobile backend as a service is a set of enabling technologies that really creates these great digital experiences or great mobile experiences. And I think the case here is that you have to think about the total experience, and you have to come up with the right use case for your own particular goal and objective. And there can be many different kinds of use cases. So you have to think about, is your WCM system, is your the way you're managing content, is it up to the task of what it is you want to do right now? And that's going to depend upon what the examples are and the use cases that you have. So we could have a publishing example, pushing information out, or we could have a much more interactive example, like, for example, a time reporting application, which in fact takes information back and interacts directly with a database. So there are many different ways to have a mobile backend as a service. It really depends on your situation, but that's going to be key to driving your mobile strategy forward.
So now a lot of what you've described kind of takes aim at some of the traditional understandings that we have of web content management systems, what they provide in terms of experience and what their capabilities are. So how can MBAS help, and what does it mean for, you know, companies' investments in web content management systems?
Well, I think three things. But first of all, you have to zero in on this total experience. And you really have to ask yourself, what is the total experience that I want to create that's going to help me get to my business goal? What's the task-oriented mobile experience? And once you do that, then if you've already been investing in web content management for some time, you have to consider how you are organizing and structuring your content. You have to, in fact, have evolved from what I call a page-oriented view to a content component-oriented view of content. And this means that you need to have worked through your information architecture. You need to have defined the sets of taxonomies that really add value to the content. And then as part of those taxonomies, you have to, will have had to encode the metadata of your content that describes your content as part of your overall management environment. And these are the kinds of things that you get that really come out of the box with third-generation WCM environments. If you haven't gotten to a third-generation WCM environment, you need to think about how you are, in fact, planning on going to be getting there. Step number two is really to define the integration and what kinds of back-end information sources do you need in order to create these mobile experiences and to create these digital experiences. What does your particular WCM platform support? And what's going to be missing? Where can you get these additional back-end services that you really need? And one of the questions I would ask here is, say, okay, there's going to be data, there's going to be information coming from the mobile device that's going to be very important to helping me create a better experience. In particular, can I recognize the person's location? Can I recognize the person's direction? What kinds of other sensor information do I assume is part of this content exchange? And how am I going to, in fact, manage and use that information? So you want to ask the question of what do you do with all of the information coming from the mobile device and how you manage it. So then the third question is to really say, okay, I have my WCM platform. I understand what it supports. What's missing? And how am I going to fill the gap? And from there, it's a question of whether you build or extend your current WCM platform, or is this an opportunity to make an additional investment where you need to, in fact, procure some additional back-end services that are relevant for your particular use case. In the case of the Pacific Union, which is an example I wrote up recently for TechTarget, where they're creating a total experience for brokers and a broker dashboard, they in fact found they could adapt their existing WCM system for their total mobile experience, the total digital experience, and it worked pretty well. But it's a question really of just pushing out beyond the edges and then supporting what, and then trying to figure out what is it, what you need to create a more interactive and engaging environment.
So these sound like trends we should keep an eye on and discuss in further conversations, and something that you'll probably be addressing in print as well. So Jeff, many thanks to you for joining us today and helping sort out some of these issues.
Well, good to be here, and thank you.
And you can always read more about content and web management on searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.